This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
She entered wearing all black, as if on her way to a funeral. The loose-fitting, plain black clothing draping from her shoulders to her toes suggested the modesty of a nun.
A delicately beautiful face and a body that could melt a cheese sandwich from across the room. And breasts that seemed to say, hey, look at these. She reminded me of my mother, all right, no doubt about it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But the cross-exam, boy, her responses were disastrous.
I'm so numb. I just hate him, I hate him, I hate him.
That's a big deal. When the witness hates the person whose liberty is at stake, that's a big damn deal.
She was trying to get Trump. I actually thought there was a motive there. She said she hates him. She said she'd like to see him in prison. I think she was purposely throwing out this stuff to make sure the jury were prejudiced, particularly the women jurors, but probably half of the men, too.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Here's the least surprising headline of the day so far, anyway. Paul Ryan declares, I won't vote Trump. I didn't think you were planning to.
I'm shocked.
You know what would have shocked me? Would have been a lot bigger print. Paul Ryan declares, I will vote Trump. I don't think he voted for Trump in 2016. 802 says, don't you wish you'd known a parasite had eaten part of RFK Jr.'s brain before dying when you had him in studio? That's what I mean about leaking stuff, leaking negative stories too early in the campaign. I mean, no one will remember that story by November. I mean, I'm not that worried about that story now. If you haven't seen it, supposedly there was some analysis that he thought that he was having fainting spells or memory lapses or something, problems in about 2010, and he thought that a parasite had gotten into his brain. And they were concerned because his uncle had just died, fat boy Ted Kennedy had just died of brain cancer. So they checked it out and it worked out. But I don't know. He's not going to take a lot of votes. I mean, ultimately, right now, he may be taking as many votes away from Trump as he is from Biden. But I think once people understand that, you know, except for a few issues like COVID and the First Amendment and Ukraine, he's really a Democrat, a modern Democrat, which means he doesn't believe in the First Amendment. He doesn't believe in freedom of choice when it comes to your own body. And he's much better than Biden, obviously. If it was between Biden and Kennedy, there's no question. But I think that the Trump people are already getting it out on social media that he's kind of a lefty on a lot of issues. 844-500-4242. I liked having him on the air, actually. He was very interesting guy to talk to. I hope to have him on again before it's over. 844-500-4242. And I hope he gets on every state ballot, every one. He's on California. I mean, he probably can't win enough votes to swing the state to Trump, but I want him to be on as many states as he can just to get a huge popular vote. The more states he's on, the less likely they'll be able to call him a crackpot. Oh, they'll still call him a crackpot. You know, if you're, you know, all the other Kennedys who were on the payroll, the government payroll in one form or another, they're all real Kennedys. If you believe in real traditional Democrat Party values, you're a crackpot. 844-500-4242. James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James. You there, James?
I'll turn on the camera. You know, I'll turn on the screen in the parish hall too.
Yeah, He held on for like 40 minutes. I wanted to get him on, and then he had nothing to say. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, some facts here. I just did a quick Google look at MIT to see how many students are enrolled compared to the great unwashed hippies out on the quad. right now, according to their own webpage, about 11,920, and about 38% of those are undergrads. And about 3,478 are international students.
Right.
So basically, if you assume about 1,200 of the hippies are out there protesting, that's about 10% of the total student body. And we can be sure that not all of those people camping out are MIT students.
Right. There's well, if it's like the other, if it's like the other jihadi jamborees, it's more like 50% or under are MIT students.
Yeah, so the bottom line here is most of the rest of the student body is doing their best to keep their head down, their eyes and ears open, and their mouth shut. So there is some optimism in the sense that these people represent a tiny, tiny minority of the total student body. But with that being said, if I had my way, I'd love to see their them kicked out of school and their student loans to start making payments on the student loans, but I know that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wrote about it today in my column, you know, Bob, that all these a lot of these jihadis are from the Mideast. They're exchange students. They got they just checked the box. They only got you put in your first name as Muhammad or Abdul or Fatima, you're getting in to these colleges, right? And so they're getting big scholarships. And then once Harvard started talking, this when it first started after the massacres on October 7th, and Harvard started talking about expelling them, they started freaking out because, Bob, they didn't want to go back to the Mideast. I thought they hated Israel. You'd think they'd want to pick up a rock, pick up a stone, and try to help out Hamas fight off the Israeli drones and tanks. And, radar eluding jet planes. But they don't want it. They don't want to go back. The last thing any of them want to do is go back. And their transgender binary, trans fluid, gender fluid American fellow travelers and comrades, they wouldn't go back on a bet. You know that, Bob, right?
Yeah, and the Middle Eastern students, by the way, according to MIT, only represent 6% of the total student body.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. They're an even tinier minority than, you know, all these other groups that are out there. And also, by the way, if I were again, it's not going to happen, but I'd love to see their student voters' visas revoked and have them shipped home.
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the Republican senators put forth a bill to strip them. I think it was Cruz who said any foreign student who's convicted of any kind of crime should be immediately deported. I mean, it's going to go nowhere, but, sometimes you like feel-good legislation. Thanks for the call there, Bob. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin. You there, Kevin? I guess not. 844-500-42. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Howie, this is Kevin. About RFK and the climate change.
Yes.
He's totally for climate change. He totally believes it and everything, and electric cars and all that BS. So, you know, there's no way anyway, he's conservative because, any smart conservative would not sit there and go with that.
No, you're right. You're right. And he's also against fracking 100%, which is, fracking was great for the economy when Trump was president. And, you know, it's clean. They don't understand that all the things that they want to do away with, like natural gas, like nuclear power, like fracking, are a lot cleaner than their stupid, alternatives, all this supposed green energy, which requires all these batteries. It's insanity. We're moving backwards in every way imaginable with this climate hoax that's going on. Thanks for the call, Kevin. 844-500-4242. Allergy season is in full swing, and if you struggle with allergies, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. We know the Thunderstorm is great for removing unwanted odors, but it also helps to cut down on those seasonal irritants too. One user writes, quote, I bought the Thunderstorm air purifier for my son who has allergies. Since installing it in his room, he's had a lot less problems, and he says the air smells cleaner. It's a great product for the price. And speaking of price, right now you can buy one Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier and get a second unit for free. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO to take advantage of the Thunderstorm air purifier BOGO deal. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm can handle pet, kitchen, and tobacco odors or that damp smell lingering in your basement, as well as filtering out seasonal allergens from your home, office, or car. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier has received thousands of five-star reviews. Be the next satisfied customer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO for the Thunderstorm BOGO deal. Hurry! These BOGO deals don't last long. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. Listening to the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com. That's localsilvermint.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is: what's the best description of a pro-Nazi college boy riot on campus? A Sharia shindig, fatwa festival, Hezbollah hullabaloo, jihad jamboree, hippie hootenanny, Rafa rush week, Arab spring break, or Gaza gala?
I'm going to stick with jihadi jamboree.
38% say jihad jamboree, 17% say Arab spring break, and 12% say Hezbollah hullabaloo. 11% now saying Gaza gala. That's in fourth place. Your hippie hootenanny's in fifth place.
That was my first alliteration effort. Sometimes you got to improve. That's why you have multiple drafts of a column or anything. 844-500-4242. I still think jihadi jamboree is the best one. But, you know, again, there are no wrong answers. And Scuzzapalooze 24 is not bad either, but it didn't have the Mideast motif. A texter says, fewer Mideast students and more Middle American students. Couldn't agree with you more, 508. And the chances of that happening are slim, fat, and none. And slim and fat just left town.
I also would have changed Rafa Rush Week to Rafa Rager.
You know what? That would have been better. Yeah.
Rush Week is more synonymous with frats, which are the defenders of freedom on college campuses.
That's right, especially my campus, UNC. Yes, that's what was. By the way, we were talking about the hunger strike at Princeton University, and I mentioned the eating clubs. Would you like to know the names of some of the eating clubs at Princeton? You're not going to be surprised by any of these names. The Ivy Club, the Cottage Club, the Tiger Inn, Cap and Gown, Cloister, Charter, Quadrangle, Colonial.
Boys in Ivy League, boys in that Ivy League, give me an itch, those sons of the rich.
I'd like to belong to the Jersey Mike Eating Club, since it is New Jersey after all, right?
You wanted to Five Guys.
Five Guys would be my second choice. Kelly's would be a good. I wouldn't mind being in Kelly's eating club. Yeah, there are a lot of good eating clubs out there, but I don't know if I'd want to be in the Cannondale Elm Club. That was a merger of three of the earlier clubs. The Tiger Inn. Oh, the Tiger Inn. Hold that tiger. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
How you doing, Howard?
Good.
Hey, look, I just wanted to call. I've got six kids. My oldest son is 40. My youngest son just turned 21 last month. My youngest two are graduating college this year. The oldest four have already graduated. This has been going on for years and years,
yeah.
Howard. I've noticed my youngest son, he wouldn't even get to the point where he would discuss things with me, Howie. He just knew. He would just give me that look where he knew he was right. I'm not sure what they've been talking about, but they've been pulling our kids away from this country and from us and our values for a long, long time now. That's all I wanted to say.
I know, David. But job. I mean, some of the colleges are better than others. I mean, they're all pretty bad. But you know, I remember going to BC the first time, and I don't know if they still do, but they had a crucifix in every classroom. And, you know, again, I'm not going to claim I'm a devout Catholic, unlike you know Biden and Pelosi. So many other fraudulent people, but that made me feel really good. I was with a lawyer that a friend of mine. We were in there and we looked at each other. Our kids were both going in and to BC, and I looked at each other and we both agreed. The only problem is these crucifixes aren't big enough. SMU's not a bad school where one of my other daughters went, Southern Methodist. It's better than most. I mean, as bad as UNC is and the professors holding out the grades, at least they had what happened last week with the fraternity, Pi Kappa Phi, you know, defending the American flag. But he's right. I mean, you know, most kids, it's hard to resist the lure. And it's not like, you know, in the old days, like I would go to, as Lawrence O'Donnell would point out, Deerfield Academy. Deerfield Academy would be somewhat conservative. And then I would go to UNC, which was less conservative. But nowadays they're indoctrinated from kindergarten on. It's bad. If I had kids today, young kids, I think I would homeschool them. I know that would be a pain in the ass, but I don't know what else you would do. I'm not even sure about Catholic schools. Not all of them anyway. 844-500-42-207 says you missed Burka Boogaloo. There's got to be a better. You're right. We missed Burka. There's got to be a better word though to go along with it than Boogaloo. We're going to think about that. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, listen. The porn star, the lady on Trump paid. I want to know if she paid the taxes. You know, it's
did she pay taxes? Yeah. You know what? That's a really good question, Mr. Garcia. You know, she did. You see her yesterday? She said she owes owes Trump $500,000, more than $500,000 in legal fees and for frivolous lawsuits and all these judgments against her. And she said she's never going to pay it. So if she's not going to pay any judgments that she has, I mean, who's to say that she's paying her taxes? You know, that's a legal obligation to pay those debts to Donald Trump, let alone the taxes, right?
Yes. And also, if IRS take payment, Donald Trump should be dismissed. Automatic. Right?
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. You know, some people, I'm still getting texts from people saying he's going to be found guilty. I don't know. I can't imagine it myself. You know, that he's going to be found guilty. I mean, all he needs is one juror. And it's a mistrial. Can you imagine him getting, you know, 12 out of 12 in that jury? I don't think so. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Burka Bash. There it is. Okay. It's too late now anyway, but that's a good one. Burka Bash. Burka Bonanza. 603. Nadler is a member of the Hot Dog Eating Club. Yeah. Should have asked.
Kefia Kegger.
What?
A Kefia Kegger. Damn it.
There are so many. There's so many. Could almost do a whole, I could have done a whole column with these names. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
How about the Hullabaloo? Halal, you know, food. Hullapalooza. Those are good ones. They're coming in all the time. 8-4. Again, we've only got room for so many, and the poll question is already underway. 844-500-4242. So I was just talking about crucifixes in Boston College and how happy I was, even though I'm not a very good Catholic, to see the crucifixes in the classroom. So was my friend, who was also bringing his son in as a freshman that day. We were just cruising around the campus checking it out, and we saw all these crucifixes. First, I thought it was like a one-off, and then so we went to the next room, and there it was again. And so Emma Foley, who works here at the Howie Carr Show, she's just posted a really good column at howiecarrshow.com about the North End outdoor dining ban, which we've talked with George Mendoza about from Monica's. But you can check it out at howiecarrshow.com when you're getting your Maria's Ristorante gift certificates or your Viva Trattoria gift certificates. But anyway, she went to BC, graduated a couple of years ago. And so this brought back some memories, the crucifix, didn't it?
It did. So I studied theology at Boston College, and I was in class one day, and the professor started talking about how Father Leahy really wanted there to be a crucifix in every room. And I said, this is awesome. And then several years later, a couple decades later, someone, I guess, complained that they were uncomfortable. They were of some other persuasion. And so there are a couple rooms now that are designated
safe spaces.
Safe spaces for
the heathens.
Yeah, the pagans. So I was actually just asked to donate because they ask me all the time. And I decided, you know what, I am going to start my agenda and my legacy. And they ask you where you want your money to go. And so I gave $10 to my new fund that I've just started. And it's a crucifix in every room. I should have said at least a foot high, but that can be next time.
That's good. That's really, I'm proud of you, Emma. Thank you for doing that. And my friend thanks you for doing that as well. It's just a nice gesture, I think. Father Leahy was a good guy, by the way.
He is a good guy. He's a good president. He does a good job.
Yeah, I remember going to a thing once with him, and there were all these climate protesters out front, and they were, divest from fossil fuels. And I said, what do you think, Father? And he kind of rolled his eyes. That was all I needed to know.
Yep.
He need not say a word. Just the eye roll will do it. Okay, thank you, Emma.
Thank you,
and congratulations, and a good designation. So they've set up the fund. I wonder how many more people will donate to the Crucifix in Every Room fund. All right, 844-500-4242. Instead of pajama party, how about a Punjabi party? Well, they're Muslims, but I don't think of Punjabis as being directly involved in this mess. 844-500-4242. James is back on the line. James, what did you want to say? Go ahead.
Okay, Howie. Okay, sorry, I was on speaker. I think a better way for organizations to report the polling results from battleground states.
Yes.
And that along with any poll result, you know, Trump ahead by 2-3, whatever, is that they also report some kind of metric that gives people an idea of how bad the cheating is in that state. Okay, that might be a statement as to say, okay, they can cheat 100,000 votes. Okay,
right. 100,000 well, I mean, votes. for an example, you know, North Carolina, yesterday they reported the election integrity unit in North Carolina reported there were 220,000 fraudulent or illegal voter registrations in the state. Dead people with no record of existence, people with no social security numbers, no driver's licenses, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, in one way or another, they were fraudulent. And they've got to get rid of those 220,000 fake voters because they're going to vote for Joe Biden by a margin of 100% to 0%. But I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. I hope they're going to be able to do it. But the fact that they know that Trump has like a close to a 10-point lead in North Carolina right now. I think he's probably could win, even if, even if all the dead people and illegal aliens and criminals voted for Biden, which, of course, they're going to do 100%, as I said. But, you know, you're right. I mean, they've got to figure this out. And again, I hope Trump is paying attention. And I'm not sure whether they're up to the task. They keep making changes in their national or Trump campaign, the RNC or National Trump Campaign Election Integrity Unit. I don't know if they've caught up with it or not. We'll talk with Jay Valentine again in another couple of weeks. Thanks for the call, James. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I heard your comments there about homeschooling kids. I have a daughter that's going to be 5 in a couple weeks, and it's really nerve-wracking having to send her to public school and all this indoctrination that's going on. Any tips on how I can prepare myself for this?
I'd certainly tell you. We're going to have someone from the Mass Family Institute on. We have a monthly segment at 6 o'clock tonight, and it's about a drag queen in the Sutton High School, Dave. A drag queen. But I've told the story before. We were taking our, you saw my, if you were on social media, you saw my grandson yesterday. He was in the studio. He's 2 now. Last year, he wasn't even 2. He was still 1 year old. We had him in the Wellesley Free Library, a nice place. And they were having, on a Saturday afternoon, they were having a drag king hour. Not a drag queen, a drag king. And, they say, bring the kids in for the drag king hour. And I thought to myself, I mean, are you kidding me? You know, Dave, I mean, if they're in the libraries, you know, even if you're homeschooling a kid, the kid's going to be in the library every once in a while, right? Or you would think so. And this is just outrageous. I don't know, Dave. Is there any way you could swing up homeschooling?
No, me and my wife both work full-time jobs. It's a thought, but I think the main thing is just sitting down and having dinner together every night. And as the kids get older, maybe just trying our hardest. It's just, like I said, it's nerve-wracking. I have a son that's going to be 4 in November. And, yeah, so they'll both be in school here within another 16 months. So it's definitely crossed my mind. And I caught your segment today, so.
I wish I had some good advice for you. I just think to myself, I'm glad I don't have to ask myself these questions, because I don't know what the answer would be. I sent my kids to parochial school for a while, then I switched them off to public school, and it wasn't terrible, but it's gotten worse. They now have this DEI person in the Wellesley Public Schools, and it just seems like it's going downhill slowly, maybe not so slowly. Thanks for the call, Dave. 844-500-4242. Beth, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Beth.
Oh, hi, Howie.
Hi.
I haven't called in before, but when I heard Emma Foley was collecting money to put crucifixes in the room at BC, I thought I would contribute.
Well, you hang on. You know, this is good because a lot of people are really happy with her plan to contribute. 978, yeah. Catholic Tom from New Hampshire says, thank Emma for me. And I'm sure she can give you the address of the of Boston College, and you can contribute. She's setting up. This is a separate fund that they're going to have for crucifixes in these rooms. I think it's a great idea. And I'm so happy that somebody's interested in doing something about this. So Beth, hang on and talk to Emma, and she'll give you the address of BC, or she'll get you the address of BC. 844-500-4242. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
Oh, Howie. Oh, wow. That was quick. I was just calling to respond to the caller just before about what to do as a parent with all of the
craziness.
Discrimination.
Yes.
Yeah, the craziness. D-I-E, right? Discrimination, indoctrination, you know, because I call it discrimination. But so I am very active. I have a 6 and a 7-year-old in public schools here in East Hampton. I really try to just get involved with, you know, school committees. I speak at them, obviously very eloquently, and try to get on common ground because no one's going to take you seriously if you get all, you know, huffy-puffy. I get involved in, I find out what teacher teaches, you know, certain things, and I make a list. Okay, I'm going to request, you know, not request that teacher. Other things is just, you know, knowing your community and the other kids that your kids are playing with. And every person I talk to, every parent, they say the same thing I do. They go, we don't want this. So I get more and more people that are sort of in my corner. And I think that's just the way to do it because I want my kids to go to public school. I want them to have the education and the you know, playing the sports and doing all the fun things that I had. I call teachers out. If you're hanging a pride flag, an LGBT flag, there is no reason to have your sexual preference hanging on a wall.
If you go, like, if you go to the school committee, do you go to the school committee, Lisa, and actually address these elected officials?
Yes, I do. And unfortunately, in the woke town of East Hampton, although we're okay, we're kind of mediocre. We're not in
right.
North Hampton. But
yeah, I wouldn't say you're super woke, but you're in the middle. You're probably in the middle, I would say, from what I can read.
Yeah. We're a little bit half and half, but more people are coming out of the woodwork. I'm 43 years old, white, mother of two, you know, and I am a proud.
Do we lose her? I think we lost her. My question was, what is it? Sorry, we lost you, Lisa. I was enjoying that conversation. What I've seen is that the school committees are more a reflection of the teachers' unions than anything else. And that, you know, if you try to have somebody run to bust up the education industrial complex, they're going to get steamrolled by the teachers' unions. They're going to have people out holding holding signs at the polls. They're going to mobilize their membership. You know, you're considered an enemy of the state. You know, and you know who could tell you about this is Turtle Boy. You know, who's on with us most nights. He won't be on tonight because there's not a lot happening today in the trial. But Turtle Boy ran for a school committee in Holden, Massachusetts, in Worcester County, and you know, he's fairly well attuned to the issues, and he got smoked. You know, former Patriot down in Foxborough ran for the school committee. I thought that guy, I mean, just by, you know, being a former NFL player, and he, another smart guy, he was an offensive lineman, and he didn't have a chance either, because I just think that the power, they've just gotten so much power over the last few years, the teachers' unions. 8445, and it's unfortunate. 844-500. We'll take some more calls. People want to talk about the homeschooling and the public schools. We'll take some calls in just a moment. Experience the ultimate savings event with MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. For a limited time, dive into incredible deals like a 2-pack multi-use MyPillows or stylish sandals for both men and women or a luxurious 6-pack towel set. All are available for an astonishing $25 each. Yes, you heard that right. Just $25 per item during MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. But wait, there's more. Refresh your kitchen with their durable 4-pack dish towels. You guessed it, also at the unbeatable price of $25. And making its debut, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric. Choose any size, any loft level, including the opulent king size, all for the low price of $25. These incredible offers won't last long, so order now. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie for these incredible deals and to unlock free shipping on all orders over $75. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, promo code Howie. Elevate your comfort with the MyPillow $25 extravaganza. Don't delay. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
How about the Breakers Free Coffee Club? I'm a member of that club. I recommend it highly. 8445. I haven't been there for a couple of weeks, won't be there for a few months, but I'm looking forward to rejoining the club in October. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Someone says, no gay flags allowed on the walls in Massachusetts, but crucifixes are okay if you say so. I'm not talking about a public school. I'm talking about Boston College. It's a Catholic school. It's run by the Society of Jesus, okay? Also known as the Jesuits. Is it okay if they have a crucifix on the wall?
Also known as the Jebbies, according to Joe.
The Jebbies, right. Right. I mean, if Brandeis... I don't think they would do this anymore, but if they want to have a Star of David in the classroom, I would have no problems with that. What's the big deal? It's a Jewish affiliated college, and BC is a Catholic affiliated college. 413 in Monson, Mass. The school committee is talking about eliminating the public comments part of the agenda. That I didn't hear that, but it doesn't surprise me, not at all. 603, we sent our son to private schools. He's almost 21 in the Army, and it's the best decision we ever made. Yeah. I don't know how you can send your kids to public schools anymore, or most of them anyway, or a lot of them, I should say. There's a column in the Wall Street Journal today about the sort of we watch every night on the internet or the evening news or whatever, the easy to understand headline stories about the decline of the United States, you know, whether it's the hippie riots or crime or the illegal aliens. But you know, this guy said there are other things that are happening that are really weakening the country. No, none of these kids go to school anymore in the big cities and elsewhere too. Since COVID, the attendance rates have just declined precipitously. And it's really going to devastate society long haul. Cheryl, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Hi, Howie. Thank you. I wanted to address the gentleman who was worried about sending his five-year-old to school.
Right.
There's a couple of things that he can do. Mike Huckabee on Newsmax,
yeah?
He has printed out those, they're laminated folders for kids, like kindergarten, elementary school age, and it teaches them about the Constitution, patriotism, how the government works, and it does it at a small age level. Mm-hmm. And another thing, there's a website called Moms for Liberty, and they help people homeschool and things like that. And my best advice is, a lot of schools, they won't allow the kids to bring their school books home.
Right.
So when they do bring papers home, read everything, every bit of schoolwork that they're doing, because they do slide in little things.
Do you know where his daughter's kids go? Because she's got young kids. She's the governor of Arkansas now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Does she send her kids to public schools or private schools, do you think?
She probably sends them to private school.
That would be my guess too. But you know, it's kind of hard. You're the governor of the state, and you know, a huge part of your budget goes obviously to public schools. And you know, what do you? I mean, even in a state like Arkansas, I think it would be disgust if your kids don't go to public schools. I think they go to private schools. So. Thanks for the call. We'll take more calls. I'm Howie Carr.